Hello, thank you for joining me today here on Quiet Moments as we continue looking at the topic of what lies beneath. We've been talking over the last few episodes about how it's like a glacier, the illustration we've been using, how we have a lot of times what we project to others on the surface, and then what really is going on in our lives is many times hidden beneath. And so that's what we've been looking at. We've talked about some troubles that can hide beneath the surface. Previously, we've talked about loneliness and depression. We talked about the spiritual doubts one may have from, really, I think many times stems from missing services and things such as that, and allowing the world to trouble us, and also some misunderstandings and also sin in general. And we also talked about how hiding troubles can cause unfaithfulness. We talked about how unknown troubles find no help from friends and how unknown troubles can or cannot be hidden or disguised from God. Today we're looking at how God can heal and cure our troubles. First, we must remember that God hears and He cares. As we look at Psalm 66 and verse 19, the Bible says, "But certainly God has heard me, and He has attended to the voice of my prayer," Psalm 66 and verse 19. And so we see very clearly here that God hears our prayers. But, you know, we must go to God in prayer. Just because He hears us doesn't mean we don't pray to Him. There are those today who seem to act like, well, yes, God, we know God hears prayer, but yet they don't really seem to pray very much. Or they don't seem to want to have others pray for them. God hears our prayers, though, so we should pray to Him and pray to Him often. And we should also be reminded in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, that not only does God hear our prayers, but also He cares. God cares about us. So many times today, people say they care, and they really don't. And other times we have those who just, they really don't care. But God does care. In 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." God does care. When you think about these things, sometimes we hide from others. We shouldn't attempt to hide them from God, because, well, we can't. But also realize, why should we? God wants to help us, wants to be a helper to us and to hear our prayers and to know our concerns, because He does care for us. We also must realize, as we think about how God can heal and cure our troubles, we also must remember that God answers prayers according to His wisdom. God answers, and yes, He does deliver. As we look at Psalm 69, this time looking at verses 13 and 14, Psalm 69, verses 13 and 14, here where the Bible tells us, "But as for me, my prayers to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire," he says, "and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me and out of the deep waters." Psalm 69, 13 and 14. God does hear and He does deliver. God always answers our prayers. He always hears them. They may not be answered in a way in which we think they should be answered, but God always hears and He always answers. God's answers and our answers may not be what we think they should be, meaning God's answers to our prayer may not be what we think they should be. God answers, though. He answers the righteous, and that answer should give us peace, no matter what the reply may be. God's answer to our prayers should bring us peace. Look in Psalm 143 with me. In Psalm 143, looking at verse 1. Here the Bible says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplication. In your faithfulness answer me, and in your righteousness." You know, so many times we find the psalmist especially ask for God to answer, but it doesn't always ask for God to answer in a certain way. He does ask for a certain outcome, and the outcome may come about come about in the end, but the answer and how God does it may not be how we think it should. And so God can bring about the correct end to things, just maybe not in the way in which we think or would expect. Notice with me also now Psalm 34 in verse 18. In Psalm 34 in verse 18, the Bible says, "The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit." When we pray to God, we need to be those who are humble and those who truly come to God seeking answers, not demanding them. You know, Job, in the book of Job, seems at times doesn't just come to God wanting aid. He also comes to God demanding answers, and that would get him in trouble later. As we conclude this series of lessons, we want to ask the question, do you allow things or cause things to be hidden in your life? Not everything that goes in our life has to be out on the center stage, but we need to be willing to, first of all, confide in God, but also have other brothers and sisters in Christ who we can confide in as well. To hide our troubles from God, or attempt to do so, shows a lack of faith. We do not have to proclaim our troubles from the mountaintop, but we ought to trust God and those close to us, and this is the only way we can have rest from our troubles, to not only to confide in others, but most importantly, to confide in God. In Matthew chapter 11, our final verse as we look at this today, Matthew 11 and verse 28, what does Christ say? You may remember these words very well. When he says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." If we want true rest and comfort and contentment, whether it be during times of sunshine and rainbows or times of troubles and downpour, we need to come to God, because he is the one and true source that can grant us peace, that will hear us, care for us, and reply in his righteous wisdom. So friends, as you think about these things, you think about what those some of the things sometimes we hide beneath, let's be those who never hide those things from God or attempt to do so, but always be those who are willing to come to God in humble prayer and humble requests, making those things known to God, so we can find help from him in time of need. I thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us on our website, BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And as always, we thank you for listening.